How the difficulty so far?
This shit ain't Madden, I tell you that.
Nah.
Everything different. They gotta drop some like patches though, cause like it's a lot of what you call it?
Glitches. Like,
not just glitches, but like damn near it's impossible to like pass. I'm not pass. Like the defense is funky. It's hard to the line don't really block like that. They said they're gonna drop some patches and shit, but the shit fire though. You just gotta get used to it.
Yeah, I see. It's funny because you know people always gonna post the bloopers and shit. I see cuz just pop out the other side. It was like South Carolina, and it was like in a little scrum. You know, it was a lot of players. Cuz just popped up on the other side.
Yeah,
like they say, bro, just teleport. Yeah, look like it.
That nigga Nicholas Harbor, the one we was after who went to South
Carolina. Yeah.
They got him like 99 down there, everything. He like 6'5 out there. I'm like, this nigga Calvin Johnson.
I mean, on paper.
Yeah, on paper, you know. Yeah.
But and I mean he's an Olympic athlete or Olympic class athlete. So
I don't think they're gonna do nothing with him. They ain't gonna do nothing with him out there for real, I don't think though, but
shit, he should be one of the only options.
He should, yeah. What's his name on the hot seat too? What's his name, Beamer?
Yeah, yeah.
Shane Beamer, I think.
Man, they gonna do exactly what they did when Georgia Tech had Calvin Johnson, man. Just throw the ball downfield up in the air.
Yeah. Catch it. I thought he did it last year because he ain't red shirt, but he gonna be something to watch though.
Yeah. They say I was watching Chris Johnson Jr. like that on there too. Cause they got his speed.
Yeah, he's 99. He's 98.
Yeah.
Yeah, he liked that on the game.
Yeah. Chris Johnson he's another cheat code, man. He run by everybody.
He like that in real life. Too. Literally.
Yeah, we gotta figure out like in real life how to get him in space how like to
give
that.
Him the ball, yeah.
Yeah, that's on
they ain't on Dawson. Rashad like I thought it would, but I hope they use Chris like that.
I didn't get that. I did not understand that. I couldn't figure that out to save my life. Like he just seemed super explosive with the ball.
He was. He had that long touchdown against who was that? A&M.
You talking about the run?
Yeah, that was A&M, right? No, Clemson.
I think it was
Clemson. It might have been. It's probably both. Shit.
Yeah, he's been tough a couple of
He returned the kickoff for a touchdown, I think, in the A&M.
Yeah. And then the other game is where he took
Clemson
like the
game. That was a
yeah,
game.
Where he just took like a little handoff, yeah. Like 80 yards or something like that. Something crazy like that.
Yeah, I ain't never understand that though, man.
What you know on that? You ever heard anything? The whole Rashard thing? Like, why he going to get in the rock more? I think X froze on.
He froze, yeah.
Oh, damn.
But yeah, man.
See if you come back, but
Chris got to get at least like he got to get like a touch a game at least, right?
I mean,
I know you got Fletcher and your boy back there,
Martinez. Fletcher and then Martinez, and then
because you don't want to put him.
Can't forget AJ Allen.
AJ Allen too, right?
I mean, I'm thinking
you want to get to the point where you put him in the game. Everybody like, all right, 28 in the game, he getting the ball.
Right. I mean,
X, you in a portal?
I think, yeah, he definitely froze up. Like, if he earned it, I guess we'll see. I guess it'll pop out soon enough if he can scratch his way into the lineup and start getting some live snaps. But with that kind of speed, you know, you've been hearing good stuff.
Yeah, he got legit like track speed.
All right, X back.
Yeah, that Bashaud Smith thing, man. I don't even want to say nothing bad because that's the little homie, man. But he couldn't get the routes. He couldn't do the route running good.
Gotcha.
And they, you know, Ray Ray was struggling with the routes also last year. So that's why, like, you know, they wasn't on the field. KB is definitely strict about his route running. You know what I'm saying? He want him to run the right routes. But, you know, they look like Ray got it under control now.
So if you got to ask somebody on the field, oh, what's my route? Beard ain't putting you in?
I mean, if you don't run it right in practice, he ain't putting you in. Like, he's real detailed about his route running. And it's not like it's bad. It's just, you know what I'm saying, sometimes you need to run the right route. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, you know, I was expecting a good year out of Ray too, man. Because that boy explosive as well.
Football is, you know, it don't take one man to mess a whole play up.
And that's the thing, true. You know, you already got an incompetent quarterback. So it's like, man, run the right route. You know what I'm saying? Don't make it worse. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, and you know, that was another thing with Isaiah Horton too. You know, his route running. But he's another one who has gotten a whole lot better. Definitely gotten a whole lot better from last season.
I thought he was a little soft last year too.
Who that?
Horton. I think me and you used to talk about that.
Oh yeah. I mean, we be plagued with those kind of guys.
I don't want to say soft. That's the wrong word, but use it.
No, not necessarily soft. Just not playing up to his size.
Right.
We don't have that time after time with these bigger wide receivers.
I mean, look, the one wide receiver who was big and played to his size just wasn't good. But he, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Darren Langham.
Yeah, I was just about to say Langham, yeah.
He wasn't good, but he played big, you know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
All the other big ones we had, like Kager, he's 6'5", but sometimes you'll play like you 5'6".
Yeah, and then he go to Georgia and everybody like, oh, man. I was like, hey, man, shit had nothing to do with Miami. Don't try to put that on the school. The school itself.
So you're talking about Cager.
Yeah, look what Lawrence Cager is like.
He's still in the league.
He is. He moved to tight end.
Okay.
I think he with the Jets. That's
the last time I heard he was with the Jets.
Like something like that.
The boy we had last week who ended up just transferring to Georgia.
Kobe Young, yeah.
He was 6'5", man. You running the 4-4, you supposed to be literally killing everything on the field. Like, he ain't supposed to be nobody guards you, but.
He gave flashes. It just, we didn't get that consistency.
So, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't consistent. When you that big, man, trust me, ain't no way the quarterback main target is a 5'9", 5'10 guy. If you 6'5", you 4'4",
right.
The quarterback will be looking at you almost every play.
Yeah, at least seeing if you know, it's like, all right, if I got a one-on-one and, you know what I'm saying, I got my 6'4 receiver, especially if I send him on a go, I'm like, man, you better catch this shit. I'm about to lob it. I mean,
right.
Thank God you got X as a, you know, as that safety blanket who's super consistent. But, yeah, you would have liked to see him a little bit more. I mean, best of luck, bro. I thought it was kind of funny, like, how – he ended up going to UGA, and I was like, man, you showed enough money to get no money much. I want some more money. First off, they found you. They helped bring you along, develop you nutrition-wise, weight room-wise, bring you up a little bit. And what you did was okay, but you ain't earned no pay raise, man. That'd be killing me. I'm like, motherfucker, swear, you do the littlest thing. And now you're supposed to get a bump. And it's like, nah, you got to show me. That's business. If I'm running business, you can't tell me, oh, I had a great day. Okay, well, that's cool. Now, string together a bunch of great days, and we can talk about, you know, we can talk about a situation where we can get some more bread. But you're not getting that shit based on a good day.
I always want praise for doing what he's supposed to do.
What he's supposed to damn do. Like, show me that all the time. Yeah. Ooh. I had a one-handed catch. I want to contest it, you know, jump ball. Man, you're supposed to win 78% of them.
Right.
You're supposed to do that. And then, it ain't like you leading the team in receptions or yards. Right. Like, you, come on, man. You ain't coming to us asking for no more money. But
he did, and I respect it. And the best of luck to him at UGA. But until I see it, which, I mean, and that's the thing, too. See, the narrative will flip, too. Oh, see, you got UGA. No, it's not that. He just game continues to grow. He came in young, got some weight on him, got some size on him, you know what I mean? Learned to play at that level of football. And then I would expect whatever he's going to do at UGA, good or bad, he would have did the same shit in Miami. Like, putting on the jersey don't make the player. The player made the jersey. So, Yeah, I know how the narrative would be. Oh, they held him back at Miami. All right, bro. Let it be that. I mean, and from what I'm hearing, early returns, is he's doing good over there.
Yeah. He's going to be their main receiver. He's going to be their main receiver this year. But remember, UGA offense is a whole lot different. Miami offense, you know what I'm saying? UGA, we know they're going to at least run the ball. We know they're going to run the ball heavy, you know what I'm saying? And then we know Carson, he's going to throw the ball a whole lot to the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be two receivers. Like, that's it. It ain't going to be no four, five, six receivers. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be two receivers, and it's going to be a bunch of tight ends. So,
yeah. Their offense remind me more like Clemson's, when, you know, like that power spread, whatever type offense is what they try to run, essentially. But I think he'll do his thing, man. Best of luck to him. I still ain't bought the game yet. It's crazy. I could, but I just be like, man, you gonna sit down and really rock with it, which I will. But I'm also kind of waiting on some of the updates too.
Yeah, I'm on summer break, so I know this shit ain't really getting touched when I go back in. So I'm just getting it in while I can.
Oh man, XL, you just come back when you got back.
Nah, with me? I ain't go.
Yeah,
I ain't go, man. Cause
oh,
when I. Yeah, them tickets was up, man. I just
shit, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it in the States, man.
You think it's because of that little crash that happened this weekend?
No, well.
You think it's because of that crash that happened Friday? I think that was Friday.
Yeah, well, I guess that's what they're saying. Like, yeah, because the initial price, the first one was like $275, and I was like, okay, I'll do that. And next you know, they were like, man, $500-$600. I was like, well, shit, dog, I'm straight.
Yeah, he doubled up on me. Yeah, I just wait till another weekend. Yeah, I just do that at different times. If I can get it for the three, it's going to be hard to get you six. That's a hard sell right there, Jack.
Man. That's a hard sell.
I'm patient.
Ain't no pressure, man. I'm going to chill.
What happened with that whole crash shit? Like, y'all ever find out what that was?
Well, listen, I hate getting into conspiracy, all that crap.
That's where I was about to go.
That's what I was.
Go ahead, though. Go ahead. I damn sure was going.
That was the only logic thing.
Another Russian, another company, which is most likely going to be China, basically sent the cyber attack on and it affected America real bad. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, man, you know, that stuff happens, man. Not saying it's happened, but we've been reading up on stuff like this that's going to happen, and it's happening.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
The crazy thing is happening in real time. Like, it's happening right before our eyes. So it's like...
Damn. You know what's crazy, too? It's like you almost get immune to it. Like, I woke up and seen it. And I was like, here we go, like some shit. And then you just go on about your fucking day. Like, ain't nothing you could do. I'm like,
ain't nothing you could do, really, right?
Yeah.
That's how COVID was. Remember, COVID first hit the streets. You're like, yeah. I mean, whatever. And then they told us black people was immune. Oh, shit. Boy, we're not goddamn acting a donkey. Boy, I thought, what? I can't get it.
Beats. Man, that goddamn COVID, we ain't getting sick until. We start seeing niggas get sick for real. And stay in the house. All right, I'm staying this thing.
Man, you better put your mask on, man. Real niggas down. Yeah, put that bullshit on. Hell yeah.
Real now.
That shit actually, like, at my job, it affected my job because, you know, everything on computers. So I'm in the manufacturing business. And when I got to work, I came in, Friday morning, because I worked Friday, Saturday, Sunday. When I got there, it was like, yeah, the system was down all night. I was like, what? Because I hadn't heard nothing about the story. And they had to do everything on paper. And, like, that slowed everything down. And technically, like, the stuff we do, you're not even supposed to do no work without the paperwork, without the computer to tell you, hey, this is what you're doing. And you can't do it unless it's open. So I was like, my mind went straight to that. I'm like, well, they testing the defenses. They seeing where you weak at. I was like, they ain't even the real deal joint. that was just the scrimmage to see what you got. And like, I'm like, oh man, yeah, we probably gonna face a real deal cyber attack within the next, I don't know, months, year. Something. Yeah, I think you're gonna see something crazy.
Yeah, that was light work Friday. That was a little test run and see if that shit gonna work or not.
Definitely, and it's gonna come fast.
Are you sure it's gonna be like you wake up and this shit just down, or like the shit just dropped?
You got the election in a couple of months. Unfortunately, one of the guys ain't gonna run for president, and then you still got the other asshole running. It's gonna be a major.
Man, I said it right before he did it too. Honestly, I said, man, let Joe sleep, bro. The man is sleepy, man. He tired for real.
Yeah.
I said that's all we got, and then so now for anybody, you know, which I mean, shit, it's crazy, bro. Trump getting a lot more like even Black support now than he did like the first time around.
Yeah,
especially you might as well go ahead and get to him now.
Yeah, I told my sister this morning he having his little victory parade already.
The Black folks like, oh, we ain't voting for her because she not Black. Dudes like, oh yeah, she locked niggas up, and then Black women talk about, what the fuck? This type of dumb shit we gotta pick a goddamn president for. Like,
that's the problem.
We ain't worried about if the motherfucking president is the best qualified candidate for
right. This shit done got goofy. Black. This shit done got crazy goofy, bro. It's wrestling and shit, man. It's all like a big performance, and you like, that's it? That's all we got?
It's like a movie, bro.
Come to life.
It's like a real life movie.
Reality TV show. Like, we
which is scripted. Which is scripted to begin with.
Trump, whatever show that was, I don't know what it was, but Trump had a TV show. That's what we
were. Oh, yeah, he was on.
It's called You're Fired, right?
Something like that. Well, he used to say You're Fired. It was like Celebrity Apprentice. Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some shit like that. I mean, it is what it is. Bro, gonna be back in there.
The good thing for us is football season gonna be here, so we ain't gotta worry about it.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Worry about it.
I tell people all the time, I don't care who it is, I got to get up and go to work tomorrow. So, really, and when it boils down to it, it's especially president, man. President really more like the star on the Christmas tree or some shit like that. Like, it's more show than it is, you know, like actual power. Like,
he got to run shit through so many people to even get, like,
to get it done, anyway, right? But you know the crazy shit. Now I know we don't do politics on here, but I just want, like, I saw that they were saying Joe was trying to introduce term limits for the Supreme Court. I was like, bro, that is the biggest shit on my brain. Why in the hell would you get? Ain't nobody else get a job in that shit for life. You just in for life, especially a job that important.
Ain't that wild though?
Yeah, it's just you in.
And when I found out about it, I was like, nigga, what?
You like, just in now. That don't make no sense. That don't make no kind of damn sense. Like, it's crazy to me how some of the old shit we run off of, ain't nobody like, hey, bro, that shit kind of old. We gotta revamp that, bro. Everything else is like, get revamped.
A lot of people don't even know that be going on.
Shit. Clarence Thomas still on there, bro. Any of y'all that don't know, Clarence Thomas is still on a Supreme Court justice. And he must have got put on in like, what, the late 80s, early 90s? Something like that? Dude's still on it. You have to die out of this shit.
They need
this is amazing.
Age limit. Like, man, once you get a certain age, you ain't supposed to be in charge of shit, man. Go sit
exactly.
And relax, retire. Enjoy your grandkids, great-grandkids. Live life. Like, fuck you trying to run the country for, man?
Get out the way.
Right.
Get your old ass out the way. You making all kind of old decisions for young people. People still got to live, and you coming up with a bunch of shit that ain't going to affect you. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, should be, yeah, I'm with you. Like, that shit should be an age limit.
You got
to
be.
You too old for this shit. Why? You too old to be president, damn it.
Your 70s thinking, of, like, what the hell? You
out of touch.
Come on, man.
You been out of touch.
You rich and you old. You too out of touch. How you supposed to help the people? And that's what's crazy to me is the people line up. I mean, these people walk around with gauze on their ear, like they got shot too, and you know, they got tattoos, and their whole yards are just peppered with signs and flags and their vehicles. And I'm talking about, I don't care who you with. That shit goofy. They not sports teams, bro. And even as a sports fan, I look at you crazy if your whole shit is like hurricanes everywhere. I'm like, bro, that's a little extra. You,
yeah, like what you got.
You know, season,
on.
Throw you some flags in the window, yeah. A little magnet on there. But you going that extreme to me, always be like, man.
I know a dude who had a smoke machine in his house. He used to run out in the smoke when the team came out. Hey, no cap.
Eat his ass whoop. That is hilarious.
It was my dad, homeboys.
Nigga running through the smoke, bro.
With the team in the house.
I know he emotional. He got, man, that's an emotional individual, though.
We probably
he been suffering for a long time, too.
Yeah, we probably bled him out by now.
No more smoke.
Yeah.
He just like, man, it is what it is.
Yeah, shit done.
Me running through the smoke ain't did a damn thing for this team.
Nothing.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, that's just, I always found that shit just a little bit weird, like being super duper extra with it.
They have like, you know, when they do like the votes in your city and stuff like that, man. I remember, you know, when they changed Kara City over to Miami Gardens and they had the meeting, man. And I, you know, my whole thing, I was like, well, listen, motherfucker ain't over 60 years old trying to tell us what to do. Hey, you know, y'all don't know what we supposed to do now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all out of touch. There's a bunch of new stuff that's going on. So they're like, yeah, we're going to take that into the thing. And then they still have motherfuckers in that bitch 60. I'm like,
yeah. Sit your old ass down. I heard one of my coworkers was saying, some little city down here, they about to have their youngest mayor or something. He's like 20 years old or some shit.
20?
Oh, yeah. Oh man, I mean, it just makes more sense, you know what I'm saying? Because for one, they're gonna think about both. They're not just gonna be thinking about themselves, you know what I'm saying? When you at 60, man, 9 times out of 10, you're thinking about retirement. Let me keep getting myself some money. Let me get the old folks some money. And y'all motherfuckers keep struggling, you know what I'm
keep
saying?
Keep grinding, yeah.
Y'all got time.
Y'all got time to get to it. Yeah, I don't know why. Wild chain of events, man. I got a neighbor down the street, bro. He changed his flag like every day. One day it say, don't tread on me. Then it'd be like Trump 2024. Then it'd be like the American flag. Then it'd be another version of don't tread on me. I'm like, damn, bro, you get up every morning and take that flag down and go put you a new flag.
That's part of his day when he first get up.
That's like his coffee, Jack. Yeah. That energizes him for the whole day. Every time I see that, and I ask people, I say, "Who's treading on you, bro? Let me talk. Who is it? Cause we gonna get this straightened out, man. Cause it ain't got no business treading on you. But the truth is, ain't nobody treading on nobody.
Man, all I know is
lying to yourself, acting like everybody else fucking your day up.
All I know is this is crazy, man. I've never seen a group, and I'm talking to my black folks here, man. I ain't never seen a group of people protect and come to somebody's defenses that don't give two shits about y'all. Like,
shit nuts.
And I'm speaking
about nuts.
I'm speaking about Agent Orange, yeah, man. And I'm like, I expect the white folks to come at me a certain way. It's cool. I know. But I'd be like, well, hold on. Like, what? What are you doing?
That's crazy because he don't care about, listen, man, that man care about fellow multimillionaire billionaires. He don't care about anybody that don't fit that description. You don't fit that description? People ain't sitting around thinking about y'all. Like, oh, how can we help? John, you know, John been working at that job, man. They ain't give him no raise in 10 years, despite the fact that they making all this money. Ain't nobody worrying about that shit.
Yeah,
because the dude money, that won't give you more money, that's his homeboy.
Yeah, if you don't got money or you can't help him do anything, he ain't fucking with you.
Yeah,
and he don't give a damn about you.
And that's all of them. That ain't
everybody. That's everybody.
A like mother, like dumbass. It was a fucking pandemic. The government gave y'all money that. Okay, everybody got, I think, airway. Everybody got like what, $1,200 or something.
Yeah, something like that. Stimulus.
And then everybody like, well, yeah, you know, everybody was doing a little PPP loans and all that unemployment crap. I'm like, nigga, Trump ain't have shit to do with that. Like, the U.S. government did that. Like, Trump ain't want y'all motherfuckers to get that money. Trump wanted the rich motherfuckers to get the money. It just so happened, a glitch happened. Well, y'all was able to get the money. That's it. Now y'all crying because they ain't giving y'all no more money for free. Y'all got to go work and hustle. Y'all niggas can't do it, huh?
They gave them PPP loans, and most of y'all got, y'all scammed them and got forgiven for that. You just mad you burnt all that money up. That's what it is. You supposed to have did something with it.
Trump gonna come back to the office and we gonna get money. I'm like, man, y'all got me dumb.
Yeah, all right. Good luck with that.
That's crazy. But I just be laughing, you know what I'm saying? I like, man, whatever, man. I don't care. I be like, man, just get this shit over with. Cause this is gonna be crazy. I mean, real time.
It's entertaining, man.
Yesterday,
it's national entertaining.
Current president say he not gonna run for president, and it's what, 3-4 months away from the election.
Yeah, we like 3 months away.
Talking about, hey, just let her do it. She been doing it anyway. If y'all like me, really you like her, so just go ahead.
She
and
gonna
vote
have
for her.
Her vice president she running with.
I don't know. She gotta figure it out. Who her running mate gonna be?
Damn.
She gotta.
They probably. I mean, they had this in works. They had to be in for the last 30 days. So
had to be in works, man. Because for them to do it this late, they been kind of contemplating saying, "Let's just finally do it." You know what I'm saying? Because they been, you know, Joe been moving kind of sleepy. Like, man, Joe been moving. And don't look
cognitively declining. That's just,
man, on that first debate, the way he was talking and just like forget what he was saying and shit. I was like, bro, ain't no fucking way.
I was like, no way, bro.
He just like stopped talking in the middle of what he's saying. I'm like, nah, bro. Like everybody's seeing this too. Like, nah.
Yeah, bro, and then you and fly. Then but
and
that's
then
the thing.
He want to step down. I'm like, bro, what you doing? they say it was his wife that was helping him do a lot of this stuff, but I'm like, man, you can't do that shit another 4 years, bro.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then once he ended up catching COVID, and they was, you know, I ain't even gonna lie, but when I heard the COVID thing, I was like, damn, but Joe about to be out of there. Don't make it.
Well, that's my thing too, is like the people that just like link up and just lock in the other way too. Like, no matter what, like you sitting here looking and acting crazy, like you don't see the same shit I see just because they your color. Oh, I'm blue and they red. So, oh, blue doing this. So I'm with blue. Like, bro, look at your man. He is not there. Just be like, hey, we need somebody else. I don't know what to tell you. We need somebody else. How you gonna come to my shit, man?
It's just simple as that.
Simple as that, man. It's time for him to go. He did his little. I mean, shit, man. Joe been in politics since what, 60s, 70s? Like, yeah, it was hell about it anyway, man. Moving right along, man. We got I want to speak about the sorry ass USA basketball team. Why the hell,
man? Them boys was in a dog fight again today.
Again, they struggling with everybody. Like,
hey, I ain't gonna hold you. I've pretty much like seen every game so far, even though they don't count. They just, some don't look right. I know the world basketball is getting a lot better. As the years go on, a lot of
how better the world basketball get? By 20 plus points every game. Like, it ain't a country out there that should be playing with. Unless what I'm thinking is they should allow the motherfuckers in college. Man, let the niggas in college do it. It's what y'all finna give us. Let the niggas in college do it. Like,
yeah, because it's a third straight game they struggling. I'm like, bro, I don't care if they don't count or not. Like, everybody gonna remember this. Like, we seen it. We see y'all struggling. You know what I'm saying? And I think most of the team is just old. Like, I think it's a problem when they still need LeBron to finish games. That's a problem.
Them niggas is not playing good. That's just they not playing good at all.
I think Kerr don't need to be coaching them. Everybody out there look confused. Look like they ain't never played
each other
before.
Like I said, they should go back to allowing. It was always a college coach was their coach. They should go back to that.
they had Coach K. It got to be somebody younger.
The college dudes do it, but then it's kind of hard because you don't know who the fuck good in college like that no more. So
yeah,
but yeah but the college coach I kind of like too because it's more like college really is more of a team game. So when you gotta throw this shit together at the last minute. He can analyze like what, yeah, like, all right, this is a close, tight window. I can really see what's going to work best here.
Yeah, they get so, a new team every year. I think the right, big thing, exactly. too, is these NBA players, the way they call these overseas games, like FIBA and all that, Olympics, is way different than NBA. Like, you can hand check, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be more physical, you can be more aggressive. And NBA, you can't touch anybody. And I think when they go over there and they start doing these tournaments and stuff, it's like a whole different game. And then it's hard for them to catch up with the physicality of the game.
They know all that.
Like, it's a problem when Luka, Jokic, they said it's harder overseas playing than it is in the NBA. That's a problem. But it's because of the rules and what they
make it tough again, like it used to be.
Right.
Because, one, you know, the NBA is about money. You know what I'm saying? You know, overseas, they ain't getting that type of money. So, no, NBA, they don't want you to foul their best player. They like, man. Yeah,
they playing prison ball overseas. They playing straight prison ball.
You ever see that shit? Like the Russian basketball? Who cares is out there slugging now? What the fuck? They fighting and playing a little basketball in between. That shit is funny as hell.
All that factors into it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a little bit of everything.
The young boys lost too. What was it last summer or something? They had a little.
Yeah, they do it in between every 2 years. So, yeah. Like, every 2 years, you got a world tournament.
They lost that shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, it's every level.
Boys ain't what they used to be. Tighten up, get shit together. I mean, if you care about representing like that, I'm with X. I don't care. Like, you can't present me 10. 12 NBA players, and we skating by a point.
Bro, right, South Sudan, I heard Stephen A. Smith today say, we play Sudan, what, Saturday? They said they just got their freedom in, like, 2002. Don't got no indoor.
Yeah, they don't got no indoor courts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We a 42-point favorite, and we go down to the last shot of the game, bro. That's a problem.
Lou Aldean supposed to be building them their first gym.
Yeah.
No, that's indoor a problem. Gym.
I ain't even know it was a South Sudan. I ain't gonna hold you.
I ain't know. I thought
that's how bad that is. I'm like,
wait a minute. Sudan.
It was Sudan in my whole life. So how you in a dog fight with a country that just started?
Right.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, more power to them, man. They went out there and did their thing and gave them boys a hell of a run. Tighten up. Shit ain't even fun no more like it was, I guess, because like I grew up for the original Dream Team, so we knew what it was. We knew it was Murder, She Wrote.
And they talking about, is this team better? I'm like, bro, y'all going down to the wire with all these fucking teams, bro? Come on.
It can't be better, dog. No, it can't be. Sorry.
You know, that Dream Team, man, they had some killers on the team. Like, they had some niggas who just didn't want to lose, but they had no choice but to lose to certain players. And this team now, man, you got a bunch of niggas who they lose and then they happy they lost. Like, nigga, what you smiling for? You just got beat.
plus, like the original Dream Team, everybody could get you buckets every single night.
Everybody.
Like, you can't, I mean, Bam, no disrespect, man. I mean, you can't count on Bam to turn it on and give you 40 one night. Even against South Sudan.
Halliburton ain't doing it.
Right, like these guys ain't. Yeah. You got to think at any point in time you could have turned to David Robinson and got 40 points. If you need Dave to get you 40, you getting 40 from him. Yeah, Karl Malone, you get 40 from Karl. Like there was too many people on that team that at any given evening, if called for, they team could lean on them to get.
Yeah, Barkley, you had Karl.
But Barkley, everybody can get you 40.
Clyde, yeah, Barkley, yeah.
Chris Mullin.
The only one who was going to get you 40 was probably
Pippen. Christian Leighton?
Christian Leighton. I mean, but shit, but they didn't even
count. He didn't even play, though. Like, he was on the team. Yeah. But I don't even think
they didn't even count Christian Leighton. But, like, Pippen and maybe Stockton. Like, you know Stockton could score when he wanted to. Pippen, you know what I'm saying? He could score when he wanted to. But Pippen was going to play defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so more of a everybody else. But I still think it came down to it. He said, "Hey, Pip, we need 40 tonight."
He can do that.
Yeah. He's going to do his thing. Yeah, so.
I think you can tell Bam, hey, look, tonight need 40. It just ain't happening, coach.
It's not going to happen.
It's just not going to happen.
Then you got Jrue Holiday. I don't even know why Jrue Holiday on the team.
They say it's because of his defense and all that, but like,
yeah. He ain't the only motherfucker who play defense.
I don't even like saying, honestly.
Man, fuck defense. It's the Olympics. I don't care about no defense. We supposed to just try to shoot their eyes out like an all-star game.
He's a superstar, but I don't even like seeing Devin
Booker. Everybody out there on the Olympic team is supposed to be able to play defense against niggas who ain't from this country. I don't care.
Great point.
Stargers niggas who can't play no defense gonna be good and play defense on the Olympic team. Man, we talking about the USA basketball team.
It's an excellent point. Excellent point indeed. It don't make no damn sense for you to need y'all putting defensive stoppers out there on the team USA.
If they don't win gold, they're gonna switch up a whole bunch of stuff.
I want Dame Lillard in the backcourt with Curry.
You feel me?
Everybody just pulling up from 46. And just, you know, that is defense, right though.
Looking like how Jaylen Brown not out there, but you got Jrue Holiday, Haliburton, and Derrick White out there.
Yeah, Derrick White.
You feel me, bro? Like, what you think? And Derrick White had to come because Kawhi got hurt. So Jaylen Brown and Derrick White at home chilling. They call Derrick White. Don't call Jaylen Brown. How that work? You don't call the finals MVP. Hey,
when Kawhi dropped out, I was like, yeah, I understand why Kawhi dropped out, man. He like, man, I ain't gonna play with these niggas, man.
I'm gonna tell you like,
dude, he was like, these niggas in trouble.
As talented as Kawhi is, bro, I just don't think that man love the game. He love the game like that. Like, it was funny too, because when he dropped out, like, I think they showed him like at the strip club.
But I'm like, with Paul George,
as if you can't trick off some money because you can't play because your knee jacked up. Like, my knee tore up, but I can flick these dollars out and pay for a little ass tonight if I choose to do so. What y'all talking about? Oh, my pockets is quite healthy. It's my ankle that's giving me trouble tonight. Yeah, that shit's funny as hell. They always try to paint a man like, oh, wow. Like, how could he? Easy, motherfucker. I ain't playing basketball tonight.
Right.
Playing on these hoes.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was kind of, well, I know if Ja was healthy this year, Ja probably would. He should have been on the team. Zion, you know, I would rather see them niggas, man. I'm tired of seeing LeBron in the Olympics.
Yeah, some young cats got these spring in them.
Especially if you're going to play like this. If y'all going to struggle, man.
Yeah, you might as well put the young boys out there then.
Yeah, facts. Anyways, fuck that ball. Let's talk some real ball. All right, cool. All right, before we run, what we got? It was Pickett.
We got Pickett, Antoine. I got Antoine shit up.
All right, so Pickett then, chose LSU. LSU, and then Antoine was right after that, right?
Antoine was Saturday, yeah.
And then Vernell Brown
was Sunday.
So Saturday, Sunday. I got you. Antoine. I mean, we'll talk about it. Wasn't no real. And I still don't believe that shit.
What?
I don't believe Pickett or Brown. Not to the wire.
Right.
It's not wire to wire. I mean, I think they did what they did. Now, we kind of all knew Vernell was going to do that. And I think, especially when the team go out there and shit the bed, you're going to be like, Pop, hey, man, your day is over.
Right.
I'm not going to this shit. Especially because if they go to shit, like people think it will be, I got to go to a new head coach. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I can kind of depend on is Lagway. Like, I don't know.
But then you got to hold Lagway staying on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a lot of stuff.
I think you'll see a lot of uncertainty there.
But listen, I'm gonna go ahead and bust the bubble. I've been speaking around college football coaches and stuff like that. I don't know if I put that in the group text with y'all. I don't know, but it's it's some coaches telling people not to go to Gainesville because they don't even think some coaches gonna be there next year. And it's some coaches telling people don't go to Ole Miss because they don't think Lane Kiffin's gonna be there next year.
So you saying it's like lining up Kiffin
going swap to out,
and that's the thing, you know. Even when you look at how Florida recruiting, look at how Ole Miss recruiting. Both of them are recruiting where they like, man, shit, we barely getting players or we barely want to commit. Go ahead and just watch what I do. You know what I'm saying? Because if I do leave Ole Miss and go to Florida, it'll be an easier transition for you to commit with me over there. You know what I'm saying? So.
Now, if they get Lane, he'd probably stick. Lane would be a problem in UF. He'd be a problem at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he don't even got to recruit like that because they'll just come because of his offense and shit.
Because of his offense. And, I mean, you got enough in-state talent.
Florida, it's in the state of Florida. You're going to get
And he's going to know what to do with it, at least at the collegiate level. I mean, I don't know how many pros he don't really develop, but at the collegiate level, you're going to get some points up and, you know, you're going to look good. You're going to look good on paper and on Saturdays.
So that's the word around these college streets, you know what I'm saying, is basically just waiting to see. But, yeah, you know, Vernell Brown, we knew that was going to happen. Like, nigga, his whole family went to Florida, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
His sister there.
They stay right there. So it's like, we knew that was going to happen.
So we'll run through them.
Yeah, you know, the DJ Pickett thing, that's still up in the air, you know what I'm saying? When I tweeted out that neither school, Oregon or Miami, heard from the family or got a word of where he was going, that right there made me think automatically it was probably going to be LSU. Because I was saying, well, shit, if neither school heard anything and it's commitment day, and it's damn near almost time, you know what I'm saying? Like, that, and I was like, yeah. So, you know, I'm trying to holler at Corey Raymond, but he ain't saying nothing at that point. I'm like, man, something going on. And then, boom, he commits to LSU. I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, made a whole lot of sense then.
Let's see. This man gave us the nastiest deal on the planet. This fucking ACC deal. Maul just sent something to the chat.
Then it's crazy because Jaquez Carter, he commits to Ohio State. Ohio State got 4 defensive tackles committed. I'm not sure why he committed to Ohio State because he's probably not going to be one of
the guys. Oh, yeah, Carter was the other one. That's right.
He's not going to be one of the guys to probably sign on Saturday, but hey.
Yeah, but see, in that situation.
They had 4 committed without him?
No, he made 4. He made number 4.
Yeah, but. I think that shit gonna run cold, but then I think our staff gonna be like, oh, nah, we good. Nah, we was offering you the opportunity, and we do think you got some potential, but yeah, you ain't the type of talent that
sweat out. Yeah,
you're not the type of talent that we gonna allow to you know, scorn us and then double back. Like, you're not that good.
You ain't Justin Scott, goddammit.
Yeah, like, you got to be of a certain kind. I mean, even the Cormani shit, even though I hated it and I thought it was a bad look, I understood it because of the level of potential talent you was looking at. Like, you know how they were saying, like, we were still kind of in pursuit all the way to the very end. I'm like, well, talking about number one corner in the country, you know, a kid that's 6'2", playing at a high level, I get that. I don't like it, but I get it. But, yeah, I think that's what happened with Carter is, he's gonna end up getting pushed out of that Ohio State class. I think Ohio State did that shit to get back at us.
Get back at Miami, yeah.
Yeah, and then
back at Miami.
He might have been a pawn in the game, basically.
But like it's gonna be too late because we gonna be like, man, yeah, we gonna find somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, I think they're gonna. Yeah, by then it's gonna be honest, a major pivot.
If that boy from up your way and
I was just thinking about him.
Yeah, yeah, if we get Griffin, yeah, it's like
he may call and be like, he want in. I mean, you don't think
Kelly definitely out, yeah. I mean, and we only need, you know, especially with the Hall last year, you would be looking to get, you know, two D tackles, three if you really love all three. But
well, are no, y'all feeling?
You want three, yeah.
You need one. You need one. You need one, and then you could possibly get two. You don't need the three, because remember, we still got Joshua Horton and what's his name from that other class that's there? It's there.
Oh, Moten.
Moten.
No, yeah, yeah, Horton redshirted too, right?
Yeah,
right.
You
know, yeah.
We have about like six D tackles coming next year. I mean, that'll be on a team that's under all underclassmen. Name that's not to count. Well, I think all the older guys, Simon, he's a senior.
Clark, a senior.
Clark, and then the other one, they're a senior. So, yeah, you'll lose those three.
You talking about Marley Cook?
Yeah, Cook.
Yeah, Cook, no. I mean, yeah, but they plug and play 1 year, guys.
Yeah.
But, yeah, but you're right, though. After that, we pretty young. So, those guys going to get – they're going to get some action this year. We're going to continue to develop physically.
Because you got and Justin Scott and Jones, too.
Right. So, next, like, I think hopefully he shows something this year. I kind of got a little – I feel positive about him. The first one you said, X.
Justin Scott.
Howard.
Horton. No, what is it? Wait, no, what's his name?
Either Joshua Horton or Anthony Moten. Which
we got two Hortons.
No, Horton. Yeah. We got Horton, the wide receiver, and a D tackle Horton from North.
Okay, that's what threw me off. I was like, hey, wait, it's two Hortons. That's right. Okay.
Yes,
one on. We got any other commitments coming up?
Say it again.
We got any decisions coming up in the near future?
I can say because in August is probably gonna be like four or five targets.
You got the D lineman for that's how you say his name.
Yose.
You got him coming up.
Got Ben Hanks. You got Jamie French.
Epinesa French.
I feel like it's one more in August.
Y'all just said another name. Epinesa French and who else? Coming up soon?
Ben Hanks. What's his name? Bryce Fitzgerald.
The safety?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Oh, don't Byron Lewis commit in August?
Byron Lewis in August also.
All right. So what we'll do is, because we don't got a lot, we had a pretty good shop talk. I say we kind of just run through. We'll go through Pickett, Antoine Carter, and Vernell Brown. Then we can kind of
for a next show.
Yeah, I mean we can get it. We can do an early temperature check because we may have a decent amount of news again in a week. Yeah. Some other stuff can kind of shake up, or we can hear some new things within a week. So we don't have to deep dive on these other five guys. We can just kind of do, you know, what each of us kind of feel temperature wise, or our chances are with these guys coming up next month. Don't and then we get closer, we'll have more.
Yeah, practice start next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so and then practice running up. When they starting?
Is it Thursday?
Fall camp is...
The barbecue is Saturday. Fall
this
camp.
Saturday?
Yeah, the barbecue is this Saturday, and then so fall camp should start on because the first game is on the 31st, and it usually starts 4 weeks before that. So it'll probably be either.
Let's see.
I thought they do like a Wednesday, Thursday. No, okay. They do 3 days and then take a break, and then they come with pads.
Come back. Yeah.
Fall camp. Now this ain't spring. Once fall camp starts, it's fall.
I thought you had to wait 3 days too.
Acclimation thing.
Hell no.
Fall. Let's see. Yeah,
spring, fall camp, man. Once
so, yeah, it would have to be August 2nd. Yeah, it's got to be. Because it's already the 22nd today. So, shit.
It's possible that practice starts either on. Yeah, so it might do start. Well, because they ain't sent us out the emails yet. So, it's supposed to be 4 weeks before your first game, and that's 4 weeks right there on the
29th. Yeah, that would be right at four. Yeah,
so that's one. All right, so it's gonna start one of those days, either
around. So we'll say around the second or so.
Next week practice starts.
Yeah, beginning of the second. Ball camp around the second. The barbecue Saturday. Any names we want to pull up on that? That's supposed to be, supposed to be pulling up.
Basically everybody who's committed to us. Ben Hanks just
Scroggins not coming.
They trying to confirm Jerome Miles. They trying to confirm Dallas Wilson, Jamie French. Who else?
I think all the commits are coming except Herbert Scroggins, and then
it's gonna be a lot of like 26 guys too. So
Scroggins, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Most of the barbecue be for the guys who's committed, and then like 26 guys. I mean,
Coleman coming, the 26th quarterback, he coming.
So you know they trying to get your boy Griffin Elijah down here too, man. He was saying he thinking.
How you feeling on him, X? I thought he would have committed to Georgia by now.
Hey, he thinking he liking you well, man. From like Georgia people saying it, but they still think they gonna get him. But they saying yeah, you gonna kind of give him a little too much to think about.
Give him more to think about. I said we Savannah niggas, man. I'll be honest with you, a Savannah niggas not gonna like that. I've been up there. It's not. It ain't fun though, Savannah. That shit is, bruh. Like Savannah is a small city, and Savannah is a black city. Savannah very black. You go to Athens, man. You is in a fucking ghost town. It ain't no niggas that don't run a 4-4. I've been there a couple of times. I've been to Athens probably half a dozen times when I was a little kid, and when I was probably 4 years ago, I've been to Athens. That shit is super duper duper white and super like small, slow. It's nothing but the football there.
I feel like that shit don't matter going to Georgia though, because like the way they are
it,
right now.
It can and it can't. It depends, right? It depends on where you coming from. Everybody's decision gonna be a little bit different. If you the number one D tackle in the country, you don't really think nobody's gonna. It don't matter where the fuck I go. I'm going to leave. That's how they mind going.
Yeah, true.
Like, it ain't Georgia. I make Georgia. That's the truth, though. Like, Kirby said that shit when he was talking about, that's what I said. I've been preaching that shit. I think motherfuckers always development. Whatever, nigga.
Kirby said
it's odd that all of the development happens with the teams that's got all the fucking five-star guys. Oh, wow. Everybody goes to Ohio State. Heartline does such a great job of developing wide receivers. Nigga, Jeremiah Smith is a grown man. What are we talking about? So Brian Hartline get the credit for taking this grown ass man. That boy already good at football. He's already well coached. He's just gonna get older, stronger, and faster. Yeah. You ain't find no diamond in the rough.
Yeah, he already gonna be starting at Ohio State. So
exactly. The only thing you can do with Jeremiah Smith is fuck it up.
Yeah, right.
You don't need no developing. Hell nah, he wanted to develop naturally.
Brian Hartline, I hope you hear this. Go ahead and fuck it up, man. So much.
I wouldn't put this on the show, but I might cut it in, just drop it in.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, Miami Hurricanes football, Bob.